The goddesses are here to help guide and support others on their own personal journey, blending ancient ways with modern times. Goddesses are known for their love and compassion for others and the planet. We're coming together at this time during an important shift of consciousness. Many of you are awakening as a goddess of the light or a priestess of the light. At Silver Gaia, our mission is to bring an energy of light and unconditional love to the oneness. The ancient goddesses feel we are ready to receive the knowledge to realize our mission. There is strength and synergy in gathering together for the good of all.
Welcome to Silver Gaia Hour. I'm Bree, and I'm here with my co-host, Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
I am doing amazingly well today. Thank you.
We're going to have a fun show today.
Oh, it's always fun to come back and do this.
I know. Mm-hmm. Get some messages across, let them understand different things about us.
Oh, for sure.
That's really important. For sure. And we got Jamie back here with her bowls, crystal bowl, and Tibetan bowls. It's going to be a great show today.
Mm-hmm. Fun times.
So, I'm telling you. So today I wanted to start off with what we did different than last week. And I wanted to explain how we came up with the name Silver Gaia.
Okay.
And so a friend of ours, we were coming up with different names, and she said, well, what about Silver Gaia? And so I ended up taking this into a quiet moment in a quiet spot, and I talked with Gaia, and she ended up opening this cleansing pool in the spring with a waterfall and everything behind it, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Kind of reminded me of like Lourdes, where Mother Mary talked to St. Bernadette. And the waterfall and the pond was all turned into a healing waters. So anyway, so when I was sitting back with it, I was like, oh, this feels amazing. And she told me to go into the waterfall. Mm-hmm. So I went into the waterfall and I came back out. And then I thought they were goddesses. And she corrected me very strongly and said, no, these are priestesses. Mm-hmm. And they wrapped me in this cloth. And so I'm in meditation, being wrapped in this cloth. And then when I got out, it was like all the garbage that I've taken in as a healer, as an empath, an intuitive, a visionary, all was taken from me. And then I come back up out of the meditation, and all that residue and everything that I've held on to for the last few years, and especially the last few years I've been here, was all gone.
So this was a special time?
Yeah.
I mean, is it for now?
It's for now.
Nice.
So she just opened up the spring not too long ago, and it's for everybody to go to it, and everybody's experience is different.
Mm-hmm.
And which is really cool, because it was like, you know, I've talked to other people.
Right.
And they're saying, well, what was your experience? I said, I'm not going to tell you, you know. And they said, well, this is what I went through, or this is what I went through. And then finally I told them, right? Mm-hmm. But I didn't want anybody to follow with what I was doing. I wanted them to have their own experience where they were going to go.
Right. I did mine this morning.
Wasn't it great?
It was great. It brought me to tears.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did go to the healing waters and the waterfall, but when I came out, the priestess,
mm-hmm.
Poured like olive oil on me, over me.
Too cool.
And that was washing the old for mm-hmm. the new to come.
And it's
that
a blessing.
Was my, yes.
And it's a blessing at the same time.
Oh, of course. I was in tears.
Right on.
Yes. Great experience.
So that's one thing that I just wanted to let everybody know. So the fall actually looks silver on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we came up with Silver Gaia. And I talked to Gaia about it. And, you know, how we go in meditation, talk to our mm-hmm. guys and stuff. And I talked to the mother goddess Gaia. She said, yes, go ahead. Because the spring is now open to all.
All.
And I want everybody to know that they can go into meditation, go down and be with mother goddess Gaia and say, you know, I need a healing. And she will walk you down that path. Mm-hmm. And the priestess will be with you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a feeling.
Right.
It's a feeling of being led.
Right.
And just go with it. Would you say your imagination, or what would be a better word?
I've been doing this for so long, but I tell people visualize.
Visualize.
Visualize yourself going down and then ask her to help you.
Yes.
You know, and if you can't, then just ask to have your energy being brought down, because your energy is actually going.
Right.
And the consciousness is going. So your consciousness is going down, and you're able to bring all that forth back with you and mm-hmm. the information. And mm-hmm. I got some terrific information about myself, what I was doing that I needed to change,
mm-hmm.
and how I need to heal it.
Right.
And so while I was down there, I was healing, and I came back like this brand new person ready to rock and roll on this show today. So anyway, so that's kind of what happened. And so it was all transmuted with love. and no more residue. And I'm going to tell you, Steph, it was amazing. That's all I can say. So I recommend everybody to do that.
Yes, I recommend it too.
So I had back pain, and you recommended I go to the spring.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the bathtub, and I mentally took myself to the spring. And I want you to know that while I was there, I asked, what is this? Where did it come from? What's going on? How can I heal if I don't know what it is that I'm healing? And I was told that I needed to heal my second chakra. And so I got the big aha that my heart was connected to that because Bree saw some things for me. And by the time I got out of the bathtub, I had no back pain.
Isn't that amazing?
None.
And you're going, was
and
that real?
And it was almost debilitating back pain. I could only take like little 6-inch steps.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got out, I was walking fine.
Right. So you were healed of it. You
yes,
didn't
I
own
was.
Any of the stuff you were carrying on you. You let it all go.
I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. I loved myself through it.
Right. And so, you have to love yourself enough to transmute everything with love out of you.
It was an incredible experience.
Isn't it great?
So thank you, Bree.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
So the other thing I want to talk about is a shift of consciousness that's happening on the planet right now. And the reasons why Gaia decided we're going to go ahead and open the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Because it surprised me that was open. You know, and I was like, okay, she opened it. You got to be kidding. You know, and so she said that we're ready now.
Mm-hmm.
And the spring is available to everyone, man, women, children, you know, that want to take themselves down there. It's because we shifted our consciousness so high in this last few days since the 1st of July, and now it's open. So that's one thing. And then, you know, other people have gone through different experiences of going down to the spring, which I'm not going to talk about other people's experiences, but man, they're coming back with some really cool stuff. So again, like I said, you know, go down to that spring.
Visualize,
you know, take yourself down there. If you need help, you know, we're available, a phone call away, you know, where we can help anybody just get down there. So, now, I don't think we've ever turned anybody down.
No.
No, it's too important for this happening. And so with the shift of consciousness, the planet shifted too.
And what do you mean by shifted? How did it shift?
So it raised the spiritual vibration.
Okay.
And so we all raised our spiritual vibration that we embraced it. And so like this is a you know, the ending year and the beginning year. Well, July ended up being the beginning part of the new year.
Okay.
And so that's why we're able to do this now. And so when we raise our spiritual vibration and what we know a day ago, it's a new day today of a higher vibration.
Nice.
And to me, that's exciting.
It's been a better day today than it was yesterday.
Oh,
I
yes,
know that
ma'am.
For a fact.
I've had some husband issues I've had to deal with. I told him, you better listen today. And he goes, I'll try.
Right.
You know, but you know, and my son. And so what's happening is, and sorry about this, Eric. But what's happening is women are like going where the male aspect was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the men are now going through like a form of menopause. What do I say?
Once a month.
You know, and I'm going, oh gosh, thanks a lot. My husband's 53. He's going to love me for this one today. And I'm going, do you realize he's going through menopause? Please get your spiritual vibration up so I don't have to listen to this no more. And they complain about us.
I know.
But
that's just them leveling out the female and male energy.
Right. They're balancing. Yeah,
they're balancing themselves out, which is easier because if it's new female energy coming in, we already have that.
All right. Right. And so with him having more masculine energy than anything.
It's harder than anything.
And people are saying, well, you know, everybody is male, female energy. Well, there's a few of us that are all female, and there's a few of us that are all masculine. So sometimes we have to offset it with our guides helping us, or I'll have to wear, like with me, I'll have to wear like yellow gold or something because that's of the male energy and the Christ consciousness. So that will offset it for me. And today it was like, oh, I get to put my my platinum back on and my white gold and silver, and I can be me today.
Mm-hmm.
So so that's the things I wanted to talk about today. And then everybody needs to know that all the energies that we brought forth in this lifetime and all the lessons we brought forth, we're here to heal them.
Yes.
And I don't want to come back and have to do this all over again.
Absolutely not.
Heck no.
No. Like I was saying on our way up and stuff, I was saying, I think I'll come back as a fairy next time.
Right.
I'll be light and airy and everything's like, you know, I'm a multidimensional traveler, so I'm leaving all the time anyway. So what's the difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was one thing. And then, now, it's just all these great feelings that I'm having. And it's just like, I just want everybody to know that Mother God is God and the Creator Source is here is supporting us with the love. And it's so important. Messages is about love.
Yes.
So the one thing, you know, that's really important to me is that everybody loves themselves no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't love ourselves, how can we love everybody else?
Unconditional love.
Right.
For sure. When you have unconditional love for yourself, it's nothing but unconditional love for everybody you meet and come in contact with.
Correct.
And there is no judgment.
Right.
And people, you know, they'll tell you stories and they're like, oh, you think I'm weird. It's like, no, I hold no judgment. I love you.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You know? And that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some people think I'm weird out there, you know, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I am.
No.
I'm just me. I'm Bree.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be anything else.
If anybody, I have enough judging myself to have anybody else judge me.
Well, and that's a good thing you brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Quit judging yourself.
Yeah.
Because you just make things harder for you to raise spiritually.
True.
So, you know. So, anyway, so that was that one. And I want to go a quick commercial, and we'll be right back. And you're going to hear about woo-woo work.
Woo-woo.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills. Our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Silver Gaia Hour on KKNW 1150 AM. Bree, looks like we have a caller.
I'm telling you.
We weren't expecting that.
No. Hi, hey. Misa. You are on the air with us.
Hello.
How you doing?
How are y'all doing? I like your show so far. Very informative.
Thank you. So can we answer some questions for you?
Yeah. So I just had a question specifically about spring.
Uh-huh.
So how's the best way to get down there?
I personally use my consciousness, and I actually do like going down through my chakras, bring myself down to through the bottom of my feet, so 6 inches below, and go to star chakra and go on down.
Okay, how far are we talking?
At center of the earth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then once you get down there, and I tell people before you even get down there, let the Mother Goddess know that you're on your way and that you're able to call, she's able to help you and guide you down there along with your guides.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, I feel like I've been there. I just, you know, I like you were saying, everybody kind of has their own experience. So just kind of validation for me that
well, good.
It's real.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, it's real.
You know, now that I think about it, I've been there before. Like right after I met you, mm-hmm. I have gone down. and seen the springs.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. No. Thank you, Nisa. I did not realize that until you called. Wow.
No. And so there was a time where it was available to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended up having to raise our spiritual vibrations for it to be ready for
mm-hmm.
us again.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, thank you, Nisa, for your call. And is there anything else we could answer for you today?
Nope. That's it.
Well, mm-hmm. thank you very much. And you have a great day. And God blesses you.
Thanks.
All right. I'm going to talk about woo-woo work.
Woo-woo work. What is woo-woo work?
Well, I'm going to start off a little bit different. I've been gone for 25 years, almost 30 years. And I was told when I came home by my mother, and that was 7 years ago,
mm-hmm.
almost seven, that the psychic community has really changed here. And just kind of sit back and watch. And I'm going, okay. So I thought, well, I've been here a while. I'm going to start teaching again. So I went to an owner of a metaphysical store, and we talked about myself and all things that I do of the goddess light and teach about Lemurian, about teaching about, planetary work and everything else from what I do, right?
Yes.
From helping deities out of the ground because it's our time.
Right.
They are to be released. It's our time to do the planetary work.
Okay.
It's not all up to them anymore. So everything was fine until I heard, don't do any woo-woo work. I thought, what the heck is woo-woo? What do you mean woo-woo work, right? Well, no magical stuff. I said, I'm a magical being.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm a spiritual being, learning to live in a physical body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like going, okay. And I was shocked. Never hearing this word before, and I've lived in a lot of places, right?
Right.
So, and I grew up here. And when I left in the 80s, right, we didn't say woo-woo work. We didn't say, we talked about psychic or we're a witch or a goddess or whatever and stuff. It was all open.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like there is like covering what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay if I go put a protection around them.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if I help them remove a deity.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't just do, the angels and the goddesses are all helping doing this, right?
Right. Right.
Men and, because like I've told you, men and women, there are goddesses of both, right?
Right.
And so I'm just help guiding her up, or him or her, right? And then we fill in the energy with rose quartz, pink tourmaline, green tourmaline, amethyst, whatever we have to put in there to close up that area so it doesn't get contaminated. I'll put you that way. So I'm thinking, okay, I don't know what will work. Okay, you know what? I don't know who came up with that, but it's almost insulting to me
mm-hmm.
because I've been this way since I've been a child, and mm-hmm. I've been able to manifest and do things. And if that's what they want to call it, I don't even know what to say. Because you know what? I believe in being your true, authentic self. And I've been killed as a witch several times. This isn't Salem witch trials no more. We don't have to hide.
So do you think people are just more scared of what you can do and they call it woo-woo work?
That would be my first guess.
I don't know.
Understand it.
They don't understand.
So they label it.
Right.
And then make you out to be the weird one.
Right. And so I thought I had to conform to it, right?
Right.
Ha.
No.
Never again.
Because when you try to conform,
you lose yourself.
You lose yourself.
I won't do it.
No.
So, it was just insulting. But, it's okay. It's fine. It's their thing. It's their journey. But I'm not going to hide, we've done it and we know what it's like to hide. All of us do here. And I'm sorry, but this show is not about hiding.
Well, eventually everybody will be doing this so-called woo-woo work, but it won't be called woo-woo work.
No?
No.
It won't?
No.
Because what is manifesting magic?
It's our human nature.
Right. Creating what we want.
Yep.
People right. do it every day.
That's
every
right. Every day.
But they don't slow down to see it.
Nope.
This is what we're here to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to slow down and recognize what you're doing.
Conscious competence.
Right.
I love it.
So the one thing I was just like going, this is just amazing. So I had this all, I was conformed to it, trying to speak my truth, and I kept being shut down. So I said, enough of this. I'm not doing this no more. And then I started remembering when I was a little girl, about 10, right in there, I'd wake up and I had a dream that my teeth were gone. And I'd wake up and I'd feel my teeth real quick, right?
Make sure they're there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was making sure. And then I'd go back to sleep. And this would be like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's a little kid. It's still dark out, right? So you're not sure what time it is, right? And I was like, going, what the heck? Okay. I'm going back to sleep. Well, then, all of a sudden, before I moved here, I sneezed and a tooth came out. I was like,
sorry.
That's a whoops.
Whoops.
And I went, what the heck? And my husband's laughing, but there's no blood, no pain, no nothing.
And when was this?
This is just a year before I came here.
Oh, okay.
I'm going, uh-oh, something's coming up. Transition, something's happening, right?
Wow, most people would say, I just coughed out a tooth.
I better go see the dentist.
Yeah. Well, I did go see the dentist, and they couldn't figure out why. They said, maybe you have a little bit of gingivitis, but we can't tell what's going on, right?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so as time went on, obviously, I lost my teeth. So a couple months ago, and that's why I kind of sound funny, guys, is you guys are all going to be on this journey with me for the next year anyway. So a couple months ago, I had my teeth pulled out, the rest of them.
Yes.
Okay? And what a relief, I'm going to tell you, because I had no pain with them. They just looked horrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. Then I started talking to other people. And, you know, people were having dreams at the same age, young ages, right? That their teeth were crumbling in their mouth.
And I did.
You did too?
I did.
I just figured it was because I had braces on and I had enough work on my teeth that now I'm just having dreams of my teeth falling out. But no.
No. So I did a bunch of research, right?
Right.
And so it wasn't just in Tacoma here or whatever, right? It was all over the place of friends of mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I called Hawaii. I called all sorts of places, Sedona and everything. And they said, you know, we had the same dreams. And all these people had thousands of dollars worth of work on their teeth done, right?
Uh-huh.
So as I'm thinking about it, I go, oh, guess what? They weren't able to speak their truth. So we all got together, a bunch of us on a conference call, and we realized after all of us went into meditation separately, it was all about not speaking the truth. So guess what? Nobody's going to stop me now because if they come out, I can put them right back in.
Yeah, right.
I really don't care. I'm going to speak my truth.
Yes.
Could you imagine? Boy, of course, can you have my teeth, please?
She's going to keep speaking as her teeth fall out of her new ones, but she can put them back. It's okay.
That's right. So that was one thing, and I had to get that out because you know what? I can't handle even hearing that word woo-woo.
Yeah.
We're here of the Christ consciousness, Mother Goddess Gaia.
Yes.
We work together as one. Those abilities came from them. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to defame the gifts that were given to me to bring this planet to help people.
Yep.
So that's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that I know Jamie's looking at me like, Bree, you're crazy today.
Her teeth haven't fallen out.
No, they haven't got across the studio, and Air hasn't had to pick them up for me today.
Hooray!
So, this is a temporary set I have that we have to have for a year while everything's healing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm healing really fast. I can't believe how fast I'm healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's just like, this is going to be too cool. So everybody can be on this journey about me and my fake teeth.
Yeah, well, you're learning to talk with them.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing. I mean, there is times I don't understand anything she's saying. But it's practice.
And I talk fast anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So to me, an hour is like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, I'm done already? You got to be kidding. You know, mm-hmm. so anyway, there's my story on my teeth, guys. And
speaking your truth.
Yeah.
This is one thing that I want to talk about. Frauds and not being authentic to yourself and others.
It only hurts yourself.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it gets worse.
Yep.
I mean, even those little things that you know what they would call them, I think they white lies.
Right.
And, so you're just telling, I can just tell a little white lie. But the thing is, it just adds on to another lie.
Right.
Because you've already given yourself permission to say the first one.
Right.
So and now, yeah, go ahead.
No, and here's the reason I'm bringing this up. So I am so about integrity.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, You cannot not lie on planet, because I'm not going to tell you that I think your blouse is ugly. I'm going to tell you it looks pretty. That is a lie. I mean, not today.
I was going to say, there like are it. Times when a little white lie is beneficial.
Right. And Master
Guy, different, yeah.
Right. Master Guy Curiel actually is the one that told me that. And the medium for him is Kahu Fred Sterling out of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he wrote The Great Shift and Planet X and everything else and stuff. I've been studying under him for years. Anyway, so I understood that. But this is what got me. Healers were coming to me to tell me who they were working on. And they would tell me about the person, not knowing that that person was my client. Hmm. And I recommended them to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the person, the client, didn't know that they were coming to me. Okay, so that's really against all universal laws, from ministry to universal laws, you know, a law of attraction, all the laws in the universe, right? And then the other thing was, so that was one. I'm saying shame on you guys. You don't talk about what other people are going through. You don't read a person without permission. You do not tell another person about another person.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. We're here for a sacred space for them.
Right.
And that's what Silver Gaia is all about.
Right.
Is that it's sacred. And yeah, people don't want to call in with their problems, but they have a way of contacting us where we can talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's one thing I want to let them know. Their thing is, an astrologer actually was reading charts of another person and telling another person about them. Now, here's my problem is, and I have no fear because I'm not going to own anybody's fear and I'm not going to own my own. It was like, well, I've been to that same astrologer. Is that astrologer talking about my chart to people?
Makes you wonder.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So will I ever go back and trust on that?
No.
No.
Not to those people.
Right. No.
And it's happening in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to put a stop to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I said this show is going to be controversial because I'm going to whistleblower. Here I am, redhead and all,
mm-hmm.
and fake teeth.
But you have teeth.
I'm telling you. Nobody can stop me now.
Nope.
So that was one thing. But, you know, the one good thing that came out of it is the healer that told me about my client coming to that. I had to be honest with her.
Mm-hmm.
And we had such a healing between us because there was a past life experience where I was not nice. Sorry, some of us were not nice in certain lifetimes, you know.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't.
Yeah, me neither. You blew up a world, too? Carter Boone?
I was a pirate.
Oh, cool. Mm.
Mm. Not so cool.
No, I didn't think so, but we were dealing with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know the feeling. So anyway, we were able to have this really cool healing on the phone for an hour. And so I was outside walking in my grass, just ground. And she was actually doing the same thing. And we didn't know it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we were done, she goes, thank you, Bree, for being honest enough to tell me this. And we got to heal the past life between us.
Perfect.
So it all worked out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So was it divine in the first place?
Yes, it was. It was divinely set.
Mm.
And it worked out great. Now, was I disappointed with the healer that told me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because her minister's laws, you know, universal laws, even legal laws.
But sometimes in the dark night of the storm or during the middle of the storm, it's hard to see where the benefit is.
Right.
So sometimes we have to go through the knothole sideways before we can get the learning.
Yeah, you're mm-hmm. right on that.
That's my school of hard knocks.
Yeah. We've all had to go through it. We've mm-hmm. all had to go through it. So I wanted to let you know about that because, like, you know, there's people out here trusting us and wanting to know things from us. And if we don't do this in integrity and keep their conversations private and what they're going through, then we're no better than anybody else. And so the three of us working in here today and, you know, be off and on, you know, everybody coming in and stuff. And it's like, we've got to make sure that we stay integrity and following universal laws.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we're walking in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Eric's sitting over there hiding behind the goddesses here on the other side, though. And I just see Eric. I don't see his energy, his aura, nothing. We're not supposed to see any of that about anybody.
Well, it's like, I mean, for the people that don't really get, you know, that they don't have, well, we all have these gifts. We just haven't been
awakened.
Awakened. It's, like talking about someone behind their back.
It is.
And that is not allowed.
No. No, it is so not allowed. So anyway, so I want to bring up a couple of little things real quick. Mind Valley Academy. Have you guys heard of it?
What is it called again?
Mind Valley Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Experience multiple breakthrough transformations in key areas of your life and put yourself among the world's happiest super achievers in 8 weeks. You guys have 6 days. See, there's my teeth. 6 days. And it's a bit. And so sign up now.
Yeah.
The other thing, Lynn Andrews is doing a Shaman Global Summit. It's free online. She wrote today, and I took this off my Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you yearn to experience a more sacred way of living? One where your living is in alignment with Mother Earth and more fully presented with loved ones and see spirit in all things.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, sign up for her global summit. I know I did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just really great. And Kahu Fred Sterling has one out of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go to Honolulu Church of Lights, he actually has one this Wednesday, and it's free.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii. So you can do it right on the internet. Hmm. So sign up. So it's under Fred Sterling. You can just Google it.
Fred Sterling.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you can go ahead. Thank you, because my S's, I'm still learning.
She'll get there.
As long as my teeth don't fall out. Okay. So... sign up with Fred Sterling. His is going to be on mediumship, and that's he's just awesome. He's great.
And what is mediumship?
Mediumship is where we channel another being through.
Oh.
And I actually, it's trans mediumship. I actually leave my body, my consciousness does.
Mm-hmm.
And who I channel is Lehi, which is Nova Magi, right? And he takes over, and I kind of leave, and I forget what I'm doing.
Right.
And because it's not any of my business what he may say in a private session, or he may say, you know, to other people. I just leave and let him do his job. Then he leaves. I come back. I had a nice nap. I never remember where I've been.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I think that's about it for right now. And I guess we'll head out for a commercial. And we're going to come back with Jamie and her sound therapy. Thank you.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities, allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
For all the children that we've fostered, your hope is that the time they spend in your home will be transformative to teach them that they are valuable.
Over 8,000 children in Washington are currently in foster care, resulting in a critical need for families that can provide safe, loving homes for youth who have experienced abuse and neglect.
I would love to just erase those things from his mind. I would love for him to not be afraid.
Fostering Together is dedicated to helping ensure that every child has a safe place to call home. Fostering Together provides assistance through the fostering licensing process, providing support and information to potential foster parents, and also offering free liaison services and support to current caregivers. Call 866-958-KIDS online at fosteringtogether.org.
What we do can change people's lives.
Fostering Together, our community, our children. Fostering Together is a program of Olive Crest.
Hi, Mom. Is Claire's birthday party today? Me again, Mom. Where did I put my history book? Hi. Sorry, forgot one last thing. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. At school, I start looking out the window, and then I forget what I was supposed to be thinking about. I know it seems like I don't care, but I do. It's just difficult for me. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Welcome back to Silver Guy Hour. Today we've got Jamie Lemon, sound therapist. That's what I call you.
Okay, good.
I'm telling you, because your bowls are amazing what you've done for me.
Good.
Oh, and me.
Telling you. I'm getting center of a circle with her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. The things I've seen, what I've heard.
good.
It's good. So can you explain a little bit about sound therapy for us?
Sure. So you have conventional medicine that uses sound therapy, and they use music therapy. They've used it since World War II to work with vets with post-traumatic stress disorder. You have vibroacoustic therapy that works on many different conditions, but they use specially designed beds, tables, chairs with speakers arranged in such a way that the sound currents travel through the body. Then there's the, I don't even know how to pronounce it, the tomatis or tomatis method, which works with children with autism or ADD and ADHD.
Right.
Okay. Then there's sound healing as an alternative medicine, and that's a more general field of therapeutic sound use that includes singing, drumming, rattling, toning, crystal bowls, hand-hammered Tibetan bowls.
Like you have here today.
Like I have here today.
I'm excited.
And so they stimulate particular areas of your body or your cells to help unblock, clear, move things, allow things to open up, relax the tissue. That's kind of my take on what happens.
So is it a proven alternative method of healing also? Of a healing modality, actually?
Well, from my personal use, I can tell you that the client at the end of the session is vastly different than the client that walked through the door at the beginning of the session.
For sure. I can vouch, yes, for that.
No kidding. So does it help raise their spiritual vibration also?
Of course, because it unsticks them.
Okay.
So when I sound the bowls at the beginning of the session, some of the bowls are dampened. Their sound isn't as clear as it could be.
Kind of like the person you're working on.
Kind of like the person. All they do is mimic or entrain to what the person is like, or the person entrains to the bowls, or vice versa. What comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Right.
I have no clue. So a lot of times, I try and stay out of my head. In my healing room is where my head gets dampened down, and I tap into what I'm being guided to do.
Yes.
And so I'll be told to use, let's just say, the F bowl, the frequency of F, because that aligns with the heart. And a lot of times people come into the session, they're so stressed out, their heart is dampened down, and so I like to open them up with that. Right?
I like that.
I like that, too.
I do, too.
So it's just really fun to come and sit in the middle of them.
It is. This is amazing vibration that moves through your body. With the sounds of these bowls.
It is very palpable.
It is definitely healing. Mm-hmm. Definitely, you do come out a changed person. There's no way you can't. It's vibrating in you.
Right,
exactly.
Right. I know for me, it's like my conscious life came back. It was great. And I was completely different on my thought pattern because when I went in there, I wasn't in the greatest of moods. I wonder why sometimes, right? We have a lot going on in our lives. And I came out of there completely just at peace.
Yeah.
Right? Refreshed.
Yeah.
Refreshed. Definitely. You know, and it was my first time that I have gone and listened to you do the bowls. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect. And leaving, there's so much vibration within you from these bowls. And it stays with you for a long time. I need another one.
Good.
I need another one. Good. And she did bring in a bowl.
I did.
Today.
Yeah.
I brought in a crystal bowl, and I would like to play it for you now.
Sure, go ahead.
Which is that the F bowl? Or?
It is.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
the
we
heart.
Get the heart chakra. Yeah.
So there's a little sample. So I have six other bowls that are, of course, tuned to each of the other chakras. And so when you sit in the center of it, and all of them are going at once, this heart bowl is only a 9-inch in diameter crystal bowl. My crown chakra bowl is 16 inches in diameter, and so you can only imagine the magnification of the sound.
Right.
Right? And then I brought, as another example, I brought a Tibetan bowl, a hand-hammered Tibetan bowl, that I would like to play for you now.
Okay.
Thank you. listeners out there can pick up on that sound. But this is made from 7 different metals from the earth, and so you can tell how the frequency brings you down.
And
it's very grounding.
I was going to say the depthness of it.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that felt so good.
Yeah.
No. For somebody that has a hard time grounding, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've had clients put their feet, one in each bowl, and then play them so that it helps them ground faster.
Wow.
Oh, well, can you bring on my feet right now?
My arms aren't long enough.
Darn it. Darn it. That is great. So where can people have private sessions with you?
You can call me at 253-332-7318.
Okay.
You can learn more about me. I have some of my testimonials up on my website at kentmassage.com.
Nice.
Good. So you don't just do private, you do large events also. I know that.
I do. So, if you would like me to come and play at a circle that you're having or whatever, I am portable.
Nice.
Wow, good.
And how long have you been doing the singing bowls?
The singing bowls I've only been doing for, 3 years now?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I needed music in my life.
I
woke
say,
up one day and I said, I need music. And I thought, well, do I want the piano? Do I want the violin, the stand-up bass? And then I remembered my experiences with the bowls, and I went, I know what I want to do. So that's when I started to train in acutonics using tuning forks. And then I had an opportunity to train with Surin Shrestha, who was actually taught in Nepal. He's a master Tibetan bowl teacher.
Wow.
And that's when I acquired my 14 bowls. And then along came the crystal bowls.
Wow.
So where else do you get to go and play for work?
Right?
I'm telling you, that's
I get to play every day.
That's great, Jamie. I mean, I'm just so excited, and I hope the listeners are willing to give you a call and set up classes or whatever you do, you know, to help others. And do you ever do just a demonstration for people if they're coming?
If they would ask, and I would know in advance, I do need to unbox them and bring them out. So I just wanted to read you a quote from Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who happens to be the director of medical oncology and integrative medicine at the Cornell Cancer Prevention Center in New York City.
Okay.
He says, if we accept that sound is vibration, and we know that vibration touches every part of our physical being, then we understand that sound is heard not only through our ears, but through every cell in our bodies. One reason sound heals on a physical level is because it so deeply touches and transforms us on the emotional and spiritual planes. Sound can redress imbalances on every level of physiologic functioning and can play a positive role in the treatment of virtually any medical disorder.
Yes.
Wow.
And so Lynn Waldrop has a frequency for each organ in our body.
Wow.
So you can correct or help heal yourself based on, A, the language that you're speaking to yourself, because your words have a frequency.
So true.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And according to Bruce Lipton, who used to be a professor of cell biology at the University of Wisconsin,
I love this stuff.
He can explain to you how your words, or when you follow what your head wants instead of what your heart wants, when there is a disconnect between the two, is when there is an imbalance in your organs and they start to, I don't know, go wonky.
Right.
There's a technical term for you. Things go wonky in your body.
Hey, we're in our truth. What can you say? That's what we're talking about today.
So I speak a lot kinder to myself. I treat myself like I would a 5-year-old child. I am really patient and understanding with a 5-year-old, but for myself, I am hypercritical. And so I am learning, because pain, A, I don't like it, and B, I want to feel good.
Right.
So every night when I go to bed, I say my I love yous to me. So I just try and be kind to myself.
Well, when you start being kind to yourself, you can start being kind to others.
Exactly.
Well, even if you're kind to it, others and you're not kind to yourself, still unbalanced.
Exactly.
So I always say it starts with yourself. And that's where the balance comes in. But those are amazing tools you get to work with
They are. They're fun, and I get surprised almost on a daily basis.
So can you just one more time for us?
Sound the bowls?
Please. Yes, please.
Why, sure.
Okay.
Sometimes when I've had a bad day, I actually go into my massage room and start sounding my bowls and then watch my troubles melt away.
Right?
Hey, that's right. Easier than jumping in the bathtub like I do all the time.
Right.
I'm telling you, that is beautiful. So one question I have, does that work with animals?
I will tell you, every time I sound my bowls, my animals come from wherever they are in the house into the room and they just lay down and lap it up.
Wow.
Wow.
They know what's good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. We need to get a couple of those for animals, huh? Mm. Maybe children.
Yeah.
I have a 7-year-old son.
They say a lot of times ADD is caused because children are no longer grounded to planet Earth because we're not camping, we're not playing outside,
right.
We're not running barefoot.
Well, that makes sense.
No, I agree with that.
Right? Mm-hmm. Too much technology. It's raising people up. My cat used to have seizures, and when someone came to me and they said, you need a set of tuning forks. And so it's like, all right, I guess I'm buying a set of tuning forks. So I went and bought the Earth's frequency tuning forks. And when I went home, I didn't know what to do with them until my cat had a seizure. And my friend said, have you tried the tuning forks? And so I played my tuning forks and my cat stopped seizing.
Wow.
Wow.
And she doesn't have the problem anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs to be grounded. She was an indoor kitty at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's an outdoor kitty and she doesn't have seizures.
Wow. Emotional. So can that be brought on by emotional also for the animal?
I suppose. I don't know what
I'm just wondering if you researched that or anything.
Was going on with her at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I know animals pick up on your frequency.
Oh, they sure
I was emotional during that time, so I'm sure she picked up on me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, that is great.
And being grounded is very important. Very important.
It slows down arthritic conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing.
It helps with insomnia.
Wow.
It helps with scattered thinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, my daughter, my oldest daughter, has now realized how important it is to ground. You know.
Good, at least she recognizes it at a young age.
Yes, yeah.
And we need that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that with me, Moldavite. A lot of people won't wear Moldavite unless they want to travel up. Right?
Right.
Like the consciousness. They want to go up into work with the ETs or whatever, right?
Right.
And I'm the opposite. Moldavite, as a multidimensional travel, will just all of a sudden I feel that and I put it on, I get the Moldavite oil, and it was just all of a sudden ground me.
Mm-hmm.
Or I mean, and then I mean, absolutely easier to even go down to Gaia then.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so that's something that I try to throw in once in a while is about stones.
Right.
Is the Moldavite.
Moldavite for grounding.
And you want really good Moldavite. You don't want just any little piece of Moldavite. So if you can't find a piece that you like that's dark.
It's not for you?
Dark, right. Okay. And dark and flowery looking and stuff, then buy the oil.
Okay.
Yeah. That's something that helps people ground. But I'm telling you, Jamie, thank you so much for being here today and everything that you're doing to help people with your massage therapy and the singing bowls and everything else you're doing. That's really important that people have that available to them.
Yeah. Can you give your number out one more time and how people can get a hold of you?
Sure. You can call me at 253-332-7318 or you can check me out online at kentmassage.com.
Great.
And thank you very much for having me on your show.
Oh, you are so welcome. We're excited to have you here. You're going to be on here. You're not just done now. I've got more to share about you.
Yep.
So, Stephanie.
Yes.
Are we a healer or are we a conduit for the healers?
We are conduits for the healers.
How do people not realize that?
It's woo-woo work, remember?
Oh, yeah, that word, huh?
Yeah, we have to teach the people that this is not woo-woo work.
I have a different opinion because without being disrespectful, I love the woo-woo word because once I say woo-woo, I start smiling because I know that it puts me into a different category of life instead of being stuck in the conventional.
Yes.
And I always tell people, I don't care what you call me, just don't call me late for dinner. So if my sister needs to refer to me as a weird, whacked out woo-woo sis, who whenever something goes wrong in her family or in her life, she calls me first so that I could use my woo-woo to help her calm down and assimilate what she's experiencing rather than run from it or drink herself into oblivion. You know what I mean? Woo-woo, I just think it's a fun term. I really don't care what you call this stuff.
Woo-hoo.
Just use it.
Woo-hoo work. Woo-hoo, I feel better.
See, and what's nice, we have three different opinions of it. You guys know where I stand.
I know it.
Yeah?
To me, it's a word.
It's a word.
It's how you put it.
Right.
How you use it.
It's how you use it.
And I'm not comfortable using it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, you know, it's just not who I am and what I am. So the one thing that I want to say, do not put your fears into me. I will not accept them.
No. Nope.
If anybody comes around me that has fears, you better keep them outside and take care of them before you come in my house or in my office. Otherwise, I'm going to help you get rid of your fears.
Yes. Yes.
I'm really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I won't tolerate it. And so how do you feel about that, Steph?
Well, I want to know exactly what you mean by fears.
I'm not good enough. I can't handle this. I can't handle that.
That's ego, isn't it?
Ego can cause fear.
Okay, yeah.
But if you embrace your ego with unconditional love, what happens? It aligns up with the rest of us, right?
Right.
So that hardness of that ego goes away. So could it be ego and mind messing around, using the right side of your brain instead of the left side?
Mm-hmm.
Or we have the omni-brain? That's the spiritual side of us. So if we bring it all together as one, what happens?
Balanced. Nice.
And unconditional love and no fear.
Yes. Hug yourself.
Yeah.
Today, start hugging yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. It starts with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
It was a great hour.
I had fun.
Jamie,
had fun.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. It was great. You know what? I want you to play that on the way home.
Yeah.
So we get through traffic.
Yeah, get through traffic. And so we can say, okay, we're out of here. We're out of here. Yeah. We're out of here.
Thank you so much for joining us on this hour of Gaia Hour, Silver Gaia Hour. Sorry. Bree, you want to say some last things?
You know, I just want to leave you guys with one thing. Stay in your truth. Be your authentic self. Do not be something you're not. And to conform to what others want of you.
Because excellent.
Just stay in that truth.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no reason to be to please somebody else.
If it doesn't feel good, don't do it.
And, you know, my one thing is, if it's not for the highest of best for my emotional, spiritual, physical, and mental, and emotional body, since we have four parts of the body, I'm not doing it.
Right.
Now, bingo. I've tried to conform. I've tried to be what people wanted me. And it's like, you know what? Sorry, I'm done. Here I am.
Well, we really need to stop looking at other people to make who we are.
Right.
We are.
Who we are.
Who we are.
I am what I am, says Popeye.
Yes. That's right. You always come up with the best stuff, like your ego and everything else. Mm-hmm. So, Eric, how'd you like the singing bowls?
It was beautiful.
Isn't that amazing how they work?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
We've got just a minute or so here
left
in the show.
Okay.
But, what's lined up for next week's Silver Gaia Hour?
You know who I have? Susan Harmon.
Oh, fantastic.
And we've done a couple shows together, and she is actually going to be here next week.
Great. Oh, of course.
We're going to be talking all metaphysical things and having so much fun.
Very cool. She's a hoot, and everybody knows that listens to this station, of course, because she has her own show.
Right.
Fridays at noon right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
That's
so.
Right. So
it'll be great.
I'm really excited about having her here. We're going to talk about things that the way that she presents things and the way I present things are actually the same way, but we talk it in different languages.
Right.
No, and it's fun. And she's so much fun. And yeah, Eric, she is just a hoot.
Yeah.
And so, but so is there anything I forgot?
I
think we got most of it, didn't we?
I think that's it. Everybody have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.